Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield, brought to you by the California National Guard. The Raiders travel to Denver for their next game against the Broncos, and the team talks about the Monday night matchup.
I think the thing that Peyton does is he knows where to go with the football, and he takes what the defense gives him.
He knows where he's going with the ball, when he wants to go, and how far he wants to go. He knows everything about the offense, so, and he knows about the defense too. And that's what's really important. He's really smart, and he gets the ball out quick.
Three exceptional receivers that they play primarily.
From their receivers to running backs to tight ends, I mean, everybody out there is a playmaker.
They play very good defense, very tough defense. They run around to the football.
They definitely try and give you different looks on third down and try and confuse you a little bit.
It's a tough, strong defense, ranked really high, and it's a huge challenge for us.
I spoke with NFL analyst Mark Kriegel to get his expert opinion on what the Raiders need to do against the Broncos.
A couple of things that are going to have to happen. Number one, Tracy Porter is going to have to exact some revenge on the Denver Broncos. Number two, Charles Woodson's going to have to say, you know, I got a little Hall of Fame left in me. And number three, and I've seen this in the last two games, you're going to have to maintain a pass rush. You all got a pretty good pass rush. You have 9 sacks in 2 games. If you can keep that pressure on and you can keep the defensive backfield, the secondary, playing as well as their potential allows them to, you know, maybe you got a shot.
This week on the Raiders Report, the show features the current number one rushing quarterback in the NFL, the Raiders own Terrell Pryor.
I'm ready to turn this thing around however I can. You know, I'm just ready to go. I'm a new person and new quarterback, and I'm ready to lead.